Jane, first of all, tell me your name and what you do.
My name's Jane Newton, and I am a propane marketer. I own a family business in Xenia, Ohio, with branches in Wilmington and Lebanon, Ohio.
And I understand you're a past president of Ohio Propane Gas Association.
Correct. I was president, I think, back in 2000. Second woman president in the organization.
Well, I had the opportunity to taste some great propane cookies. I know we've got popcorn over here, but we've got a lot of other things on display. Tell me, first of all, a little bit about what people will find when they come out to Farm Science Review.
Well, this building here has just about every kind of propane appliance known to man. We've got from grills to tankless water heaters to temporary heaters to a little bit of permanent heating sources. We've got a propane-powered truck outside and examples of propane tanks on the other side.
Well, we're at a farm show, so, of course, you're going to have a lot of farmers. I mean, a lot of them are coming through here right now. Tell me what is going to be of special interest to them that they can use this exceptional energy when on their farm.
Well, probably the biggest drawing point for the farmers right now is they're looking at this Roush truck out here. They like the look of the truck, they like the cost of the truck, and they like the cost of the fuel, since it's a lot less than diesel right now.
So as a marketer, are you going to start getting into the truck business as well?
We have not personally got into the truck business. It is a possibility. We'll see how the market picks up and look at the economics behind it. But we haven't even thought about getting one to test it in our own fleet. It's been a few years since we've used propane in our fleet. So as we get more used to it and see more of it, we may put one back in our fleet.
Sounds like a probably a good idea, and then you can kind of use that to help showcase that to customers as well. Well, when you look at the farm community and those especially who are out here in Ohio, what are the benefits that propane offers to a farmer?
Well, the benefits being low-cost fuel of which to heat their barns, their farrowing barns, their hog barns, their just their own personal space that they use to store their tractors. Grain gas drying is always some usage. It's kind of limiting itself every year. The crops are becoming more self-drying in the fields, so they don't use as much propane as they used to, but there's always the heating aspect for their barns.
Well, have you had a chance to talk to some of the farmers here? And if so, what's their interest and mood, and how would you describe opening day so far?
Opening day has been relatively good. Given that this area has gone through some pretty bad hurricane conditions over the weekend, I think those people that have come out have enjoyed themselves. They seem upbeat. You know, they may have left their home without power, and they're hoping when they get home they'll have power.
Yeah, it's hard to believe a hurricane coming through Ohio, but stranger things have happened, I guess. Well, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk with me here at the Farm Science Review. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.